Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jamie's Journal. Good morning. Tell somebody to tune in on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We are always live either two or three days a week on the show on Jamie's Journal. Simply because it's the summertime. Summer, not a lot of people zone in, tune in to a show every week. And a lot of people are on vacation, but see, sometimes vacation, sometimes you need something to do. And today's topic is going to be something that we heard about in the news recently. And I'll share some more information about it when I get there. But this morning, I just say welcome.
Can you hear me, Mike Chick?
All right. Good morning. I think I dropped out for a second. Give me a second. I got to text Arlene. Give me a second. Good morning, everybody. We lost a connection, but good morning. We are talking about get your journals out. I don't know whether my hand touched the end call or not. Funny, right? But I just texted Dr. Arlene Finn to come on back in. This morning, we are talking about this big issue in South Carolina. I like to say South Carolina. This issue has brought a lot of depth to people's thought process, and it has brought a lot of controversy in the churches today. Now, I understand we are in 2015. I understand there are some things going on. I understand there is always a crime. There's always somebody doing something. There is never nobody doing nothing. So, on today's show, I just wanted to talk a little bit about it, whether Dr. Arlene Spann comes back on the line or not. Which is weird. Okay, so we are going to get started. Like I said, get your journals out, get your pens out, get something out to write with, because you might want to journal some things down. You might want to talk about something. Let me see if she's there. Dr. Arlene Spann, are you there?
I am. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I guess I dropped off the line a little earlier than usual this morning. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. Are you still in Texas or are you home?
No, got home this morning. I don't know, about, I think, 3, 4 in the morning.
Wow. Are you working today or?
You know, today is that day of relaxation. Today is the day of
Amen.
Getting your body. Get,
Amen.
Getting your
Maybe
body.
You're relaxing for me.
You know, you got to get your body back into its own time zone.
Yes. You know, it's not an hour before. You don't have to look up and say, oh, my God, I'm late. You know what time it is. So we're glad to have you back.
Thank you. And, you know, it was such a great homegoing service for my brother. It was great to see the family. It was great to celebrate. You know, though it was a sad occasion, it was a time of celebration of life as well, to see the accomplishments and to see the things that my brother had done with the dash. You know, when people talk about the dash. So the dash that he accomplished a lot. And to see the outpouring of love as people would come and just celebrate his life was just so rewarding for me. And it was just an honor to be called his sister on this past weekend, to know that my brother was loved and to know that he did leave a legacy. So it was just a great time. So I'm just so happy to be back home and just bask in what happened over the weekend and know that now I am here to just move forward and see what problems are out there that need to be solved and just go out and see what I can do to help other people. So that's what I'm so happy about this morning, Jamie. Back to you.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you had an awesome time. Anything that we can do offline, just let me know. today's topic, I just wanted to bring up for a couple minutes because, you know, we don't have a lot of time. I don't know what happened. I guess my phone switched off automatically. But I was in the midst of saying, ladies and gentlemen, go out there on Facebook, hashtag somebody, and tell them to tune in to Jamie's Journal, JAIMES Journal. And tell somebody to tune in because this is a conversation you kind of don't want to miss because it's been all over the news and you heard about it, you know, and once something hits the news, I hate not to talk about it, especially when I tune in to preachers, and preachers talk about it too. So we're talking about this thing that happened in South Kakalaki, South California. I like to say Kakalaki, giving that southern touch. But, you know, we all heard this thing on the news. You know, this guy came into a Bible study, and one day, you know, I don't know if it was during the week, I meant to research a little bit more, or if it was a weekend. Bible study is usually during the week, so it's probably like a Tuesday, Wednesday. And he sat through half of the service, and this is the thing. From what I heard, and I will try and research it more for tomorrow, because we'll be talking about tomorrow too. From what I heard, he was sitting in the front of the church. He knew what he was going to do in the back of his mind, but he decided to sit in front of the church. He decided to sit in front of the church. He did not want to sit, you know, in the back of the church. And this is the crazy thing. You know, a guy from South Kakalaki, he comes in, he sits in front of the church, and you're having a Bible study. Okay, so you're sitting there, you say, oh, you know, I need to go to church tonight, I need to hear some words. And all of a sudden, this guy, out of nowhere, I want to sit in the front. I don't know if he was a minister or not. Most churches today, from what I know, if you are a minister, sure, you can sit in front of the church. But at my old church, anybody can sit in the front. Anybody can sit in the back. Anybody can sit in the balcony if you have one. But this day and time, you know, I'm just setting a picture. You know, you're sitting in church, you see this guy walking up to the front because you need your Bible study, and it's very, very important that you have your Bible study. Oh, my God, what would I do without my Bible study? I used to be like that. I had to go to Bible study every Wednesday. I had to go. It is something that is very, very important. I could not miss my Bible study. Then this guy walks up in front, just in front of you, just all the way in the front. I believe he's at, you know, next to the preacher. And then before the preacher let go of the Bible study, I believe the guy said, you know what, I'll be right back. So he went out to his car and he got a couple of weapons and he came in and started shooting people. Crazy. And we all heard the story. But, you know, and I know we're living in 2016, and today you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. There's always people stealing. There's always people going through something. There's always a crime. There's always people, you know, doing unusual things. But I remember I was in a gun situation, too, a couple of years ago. You know, I was young, and I was in a mall. And to make a long story short, I was upstairs. The guy was downstairs, thank God. And I was by myself. And I didn't get hurt, thank God. But I don't even know if the people in the store got hurt or not. But when you are in a weapon situation, I don't know if it's proper just to stay still or if it's proper just to try and sneak on out. You know, because sometimes, you know, you have this inkling, well, maybe if I, you know, duck down, I can call 911 or I can do that. Because I understand when a weapon comes in your area, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, what do you do? If you're sitting in class, or you're sitting at work, or you're sitting wherever you are, and a weapon comes around you, what do you do?
Well, the first thing I would do is try to find an exit door. Because, you know, having worked with police departments, I know that generally people tell you to, you know, hide behind this and hide behind that and hide here. But, you know, the gunmen, they will come and search you out. But if there's an exit door, exit window, exit anything, if I have to break the window to get out, especially if I'm on a ground floor or something, I won't do that. Because more than likely, the gunmen, if they're inside, they're not going to take off running outside behind you, that one person. They're going to deal with the situation that's at hand. Now, I can't speak intelligently about, you know, what has happened, because I haven't been following the news, so I don't know everything that transpired, you know, within the church, that situation. But if I were in that situation, and if there were an opportunity, and it has to have been an opportunity to some way, somehow exit, then I would attempt that exit. You know, there have been a lot of people who have attempted exits, and of course they were executed as a result of that. But still, my answer would be to try to find the nearest exit or make one if need be. And making one means that I see a window, I see a chair, I see something that I am able to break that window out and get out. That's what I would do. Back to you, Jamie.
Yeah. When I was in the gun situation, I did. My manager called me quickly and said, close the restroom, run. I was like, uh-oh, okay, because I didn't know what was going on at the time. You know, I was upstairs. So, you know, of course, you know, I was in a small store, and I go out on the edge of the, because I was on the second floor of the mall. So I'm looking like, what's going on? And everyone's just running. Everyone's just closing their gates, and I'm like, what is going on? So next thing I know, I get this phone call, close the gate, run out the door, get a ride home or something. you know. But
it
is a alarming thing. Because, see, you know, to always be in a weaponed area is just, this is not cool. It's not, today, I mean, you just never know. You just never know. You can walk in a store and be gunned down today. You know, on a gas station. You know, I mean, you just never know. But that's why before you leave your house, you always pray. Because you never know who's out there and who's going to just hurt you. Who's going to just, you know what, I'm going to go in the store and just hurt this person. You know, you just never know. You know, thank God, you know, we can open our mouths and pray.
Yes.
We can open our mouths and pray. And that's the one thing I just want to, you know, remind everybody. Before you walk out your house, pray. That's the one thing I intend to do. I don't care if you say, Lord, just help me today. It's something. Say something simple. You know, you don't have to go into something deep. Thus Most High God. You know, you don't have to get into all of that philosophy and you know, Mac-tunimus and, you know, you don't have to get into all of that. You can simply and easily say, Lord, I need you to help me through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And go about your day. It could be simple. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be long, you know. But there are times in life when you're going to have to think, well, what should I do right now? What should I be doing? Because, see, Jamie's Journal doesn't usually talk about this. This is a topic that I normally don't talk about, but since I tuned in on Sunday to other preachers, except for Joel Osteen. I stream live into other preachers, and most of the preachers that I've heard talked about it. Now, if you hear people talking about it, why not talk about it on your own show? You know, why not say something? Because so many people today go through a life where they just live silently, and you can't walk through this life and be silent. You know, that's what I say. A lot of times you need to journal. A lot of times you just need to get it out your system. You know, a lot of times that's what I do. Instead of just sitting here saying, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, journal. Read your word and journal. If you don't do nothing else, you know, there's just times when you look at the news. And I mean, I don't look at the news all the time, every day. But this is something that is important to listen to, because you want to be aware of your surroundings. That's what I'm saying. You want to be aware because you just never know. You may go out the house and not come back one day. You may be saying, you know what, I'm just going to go take a walk. And the next thing you know, you're in something. And you didn't mean to be in it. You just thought you were going to go and take a walk. And that's why I'm just so careful about where I go today, because everybody's not saved. Everybody doesn't look for you. If you are walking, I don't know if you know today, Arlene, but I don't know, you know, if they do it around your way, but I know sometimes if I'm walking down the street, if I'm just taking a walk to the store or to the closest place, sometimes people don't even look out and see the person on the side of the road. They don't even see. They're driving, swerving in and out in the lane. They don't even see the person on the side of the road.
Wow.
How crazy is that? How crazy is that?
Mm.
And then you wonder why. You wonder why things are the way they are. you wonder why. Like, what happened? What did I do? How am I getting? You know, what did I do to deserve this? Nothing. You were just a standby that was walking by the side of the road, and someone just decided to hit you because they didn't see you. Sometimes that's what I'm saying. You gotta pray, regardless of whatever you're doing, because you just never know. And today I try and have somebody with me at all times, because you just, like I said, you can be walking in a grocery store, you can be walking in a corner store, you can be walking anywhere, and just something just jump up.
Mm.
And I'm praying that everyone who's listening, this never happens to you, but, you know, I'm not in control of the situation. God is. Sometimes God just wants to see what you're going to do. Did you ever think of that? Sometimes God just wants to see what you're going to do. Is she going to call the police? Is she going to sit there and say, okay, just kill me? Or are you going to squat down and try and save somebody's life? What you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you just never know. You just never know that something's going to happen to you. You know, you just never know. So, you know, I mean, what are some of your thoughts before we have to go?
You know, especially those of us who are of the faith, my thoughts are this. The scriptures say that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and darkness. So, you know, many times the people who do these things are living in a sense of darkness. And because our lives are sometimes so distracted, like you talked about, you're walking down the road and, you know, people don't even notice that you're there. And it's because as human beings, we have so many things that have caused us to be distracted in a form, be it your cell phones, or be it, you know, we were talking this weekend over people putting your makeup on as you're driving. So, you know, we are so distracted. And as a result of those distractions, when Satan comes in, sometimes we are not able to recognize him. And then, on the other hand, as you were talking, Jamie, my thoughts were this. You know, the people there in that church were doing what they were supposed to do, and that was to worship and praise God. But there was a distorted mind that had come in, and that was a mind that had been controlled by the powers of Satan at that moment that said to do that. So we have a work to do in the church. We, you know, I don't know what other ministers have said because I have not been watching anything this weekend. But to know that we have the opportunity even now to share through this program and let people know that there is hope, to let people know to trust in the Lord. And these people were sitting in a church. And were they worshiping God? Yes. They would be the ones that would be the martyrs. You know, for your faith, this is what you get because of your faith. Or I'm not sure what the outcome, I'm not sure what was in the mind of this young man, but what I do know is this. These people were where they should have been on that evening, and that was worshiping and praising God. So to me, they are my heroes in the sense that they left this life worshiping the man that I love, my Father God. So that's just good for me to know that we can do that too. Do we want to be in that situation? No. But know that that was a situation that they were where they should have been, praising God. But some people said they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. They were at church. That was not the wrong place. That young man was in the wrong place. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. So how can we get in touch with you if we want to send a card or some information from you today?
If you want to send a card, you certainly may send me an e-card. You know, you certainly can go on the website and send anything. You can send information. You can send me your information. I can get back to you at arlenesandsweat.com. That's www.arlenesweats.com. And then I will respond back to you. Or just simply, you can get me on arlenesweat@gmail.com. Back to you, James.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So my prayers are actually with you, Arlene, and to the people that are going through at this time in South Kakalaki. I mean, this is something that, you know, I just wish never would happen, but sometimes it happened, and you just got to go through it. So I am on all social media. I thank you for joining me for today on Jamie's Journal. I hope that you will join me tomorrow, 10 a.m. You can tell somebody to tune in tomorrow, and we will be talking more on this topic. Hopefully I'll get some time to do a little bit more research on it, because sometimes I like to do more research before I put a topic on the air. So I'm going to say God bless you and have a terrific Tuesday. And I will meet you back here on tomorrow on Jamie's Journal. God bless.